good mechanic, but he just chew on that cigar.
Right. Say if you left an apple or a plum around in the hot sun, it wouldn't be too long before that thing would dry up.
Dry, sour, and then it'd dry up.
Shrivel.
Yeah.
We were talking about beans and things that you grew in your garden. Did you ever just have to sit out here maybe with about half a bushel and have to
shell them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
Did you like care anything about doing that?
Well, no, but you had to do it if you had them. That's all there to it.
Would it take you very long?
Yeah. Slow as I would shell them. Now, my first wife could just shell two more. She just popped them things over, peas and butter beans even. I was slow.
She was that fast?
Yeah, she was spirit age, you know, and she'd always done it. I hadn't.
You know, sometimes when you're cleaning around the house, you'll find these things up in the corners of your seat.
What are you talking about? Them old spider webs? They're all over this place. I tried to brush some of them rascals down the other day. I sprayed up them webs today on something. Spider webs. The worst place for them, yeah.
Are those the same kind of things that you might see strung between bushes?
Well, I let them soak. I guess it's the same little spider. It don't bother nothing much. It don't look good. The webs all up.
Ever heard people call them cobwebs?
Yeah, they call them after the spider. Not that they call it a cobweb.
I see. Yeah. What would you call a woman whose husband has died? You'd say she's a
widow.
Ever heard an expression for a lady whose husband hadn't died? He's just up and left her.
She's a grass widow. What they call her?
Why do you reckon they call her?
I don't know why they do that. That's what they call her, a grass widow.
Hmm. I see. Well, say if a little child has been given a name that he's just known by his family, it's not his real name. They say he's got a
nickname. Yeah, there's some of that around here. People nickname. Now my brother there, he was always known as a nickname. His name was George. And I had an uncle got to call him Jigger.
Jigger.
And from that on he got to being called Jig, and he was called known as Jig on until he got killed. Right on.
Oh, what happened there?
He got in a truck wreck, car wreck, bunch of them coming from Mobile. They're all down there working. So many people working in Mobile down in the Second World War.
Yeah. What about this thing that has wheels on it? You can put a baby in it, you know?
Baby carriage? Stroller, I believe they call it. I love stroller.
Say if you had one of those, you might say, well, I think I'm going to put the baby in the baby carriage and go out and
I'll roll him around, I'll push him around a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say, if a woman is going to have a baby, you'd say that so-and-so is
pregnant.
Can you remember a time when people didn't use that word?
Yeah, I didn't ever hear it until I got to be an old man. They just wouldn't talk it around among other people. Woman saying, well, so-and-so got his wife that way. I remember after I married my first wife, she'd say, hey, she got to where she'd even mention such as that to me. She'd say, well, so-and-so.